You're listening to Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. Stay connected by rating, subscribing, and commenting on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And now for this week's episode. Hey guys, it is Eva and I'm here with another episode, and I will be discussing Dirty John, the whole season, or at least just my thoughts on the season, which had their finale in mid-January. So we're only a couple of weeks from the finale, so not too late. So I'm just going to give my thoughts on the show in general. It's not going to be too much I have to say, but I did want to get my thoughts out there. But before we jump headfirst into that, firstly, if you are listening for the first time, welcome. I feel like I haven't done this intro in a while where I welcome you to listening, but welcome. You can listen to Currently Binging pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. So make sure you follow, you rate, you subscribe, rating and leaving a comment and let me know what you think. That really helps me out and helps other people find the podcast. So yeah, it takes like 5 to 10 seconds, if that. So after that little spiel, and before we get into Dirty John, I did want to do a little bit of an update, if you will, just kind of, you know, a pulse check in with where we're at, because, you know, it's February, the year's already flying by so fast. And I know the last time, well, the first episode of the year was kind of an update of kind of looking out of what the year would look like for Currently Binging. And I thought I would just check in and let you guys know kind of where I am as far as TV shows are concerned. Because, I mean, that's what we talk about here. We talk about TV shows and we talk about movies. So I'll let you guys know where I'm at with TV shows and with movies that I'm planning to see. So, yeah, let's just go there. Okay, so TV shows. For the most part, we're still on track with all of our normal fall TV shows. So whatever I discussed in my winter finale episodes with an S, because there were multiple, if you have not listened to any of them, go back, take a listen. But yeah, so whatever I discussed in those that were not a like actual season finale, it was just like a mid-season finale, I am still watching those, so we're on track with that. All that is fine and dandy. I know I've been telling you guys that I've been trying to play catch up with some TV shows, surprisingly, from last season, like last spring. So two of the shows that I'm trying to play catch up on are Westworld and Legion. So I'm finally getting back into Westworld. I was watching Westworld when it was airing on HBO, but I found that because when I watched the first season of Westworld, I did it in a binge. Like, I didn't watch it from week to week. I kind of binged it. And so that fared better for me than watching it week to week for some reason. So when I was trying to watch it while it was airing on TV, it just was not working because so much happens in that show. And it's just like a lot happens in the week, and then you come back and you're trying to figure out what just happened. So I think I got like 3 episodes in and I just was like, okay, I can't. And so I stopped and just DVR'd it and was like, we'll revisit. And now I'm finally revisiting. So I started back from the beginning. And so we're trekking through that. I have not started Legion yet, but Legion, or the second season of Legion. And Legion, at least the second season for me, was also kind of the same thing. And I did not watch Legion in a binge format for the first season. But for some reason, the second season, and Legion is another one of those shows where so much happens. And because I watched so much throughout the week, by the time we come back, I'm just like, okay, I gotta remember where we are, where we left off. What do I need to remember? What seems real? What doesn't seem real? So I think I got about 2 to 3 episodes into that season as well. And then finally it was just like, okay, I literally cannot. And so I shelved that as well, DVR'd it. But I'm gonna, after I finish Westworld, because I can, it's just, I'm still watching a lot of stuff and I'm now binging these. So we're going to finish Westworld, then we're going to go into Legion. My goal is to finish Legion before we get into the third and final season of Legion, because, you know, FX made the announcement that the third season will be the final season for Legion. So have to get that together. But yeah, I think as far as TV shows, that's all I'm watching. I actually wrote it down because I was like, I cannot forget. Okay. So those are things that were old that I'm trying to play catch up on. But let's talk about some new things. So Deadly Class on Sci-Fi. First of all, kudos to them on promo because I saw promos for Deadly Class everywhere to the point, and I was not going to watch Deadly Class at all. And for some reason, somehow, I don't even remember how this happened because I'm usually not home on Wednesday nights. And I was home on a Wednesday night and they did like a preview of the pilot episode. So like they showed the entire first episode before the premiere or something like that. So it's like, oh, whatever, I'll watch it. And you know, you guys know me. It's like, it's based off of a, or it's like a dark comic. The name is escaping me. But yeah, and it's the Russo brothers. And you guys know, I, of all the things that I've seen from the Russo brothers, I haven't really had complaints about. So it's like, I'll give it a try. And it was a pilot. And I've said this before, for me, a new show, I give it 2 to 3 episodes. And I feel like 3 is a lot, but especially because of a new show, the pilot episode might not be that great. And I judge pilot episodes harshly. So that's why I give it the episode after the pilot episode. And then if I'm still like, oh, a little bit, then I'll try the third episode. And the third episode is like, make it or break it. So I've only seen the pilot episode of Deadly Class, but I am going to catch up. I think I'm 2 episodes behind, so I'm going to watch those 2 episodes, and then I should be in line for the week to week. But that's one of the new shows that I'm watching outside of the shows I've already been watching. But yeah, so that's TV shows. Let's talk about some movies. So we know Oscars is coming up February 24th. I'm excited because you guys know I love award season. And so I'm currently still in the roundup mode of making sure I've seen everything that's been nominated, which we finally found out who's been nominated for what. So yeah, that's what I'm doing as far as movies. January was a slow month as far as movies go. I mean, you guys saw what movies I talked about for January and I was expecting it to be a slow month. So the next movie on my radar, honestly, is Happy Death Day to You. And I think I have How to Train Your Dragon on my list as well. But I'm still debating if I'm actually going to talk about that on currently binging. But yeah, I think those are our only 2 things in February. It could be other things and I just did not write them down. But yeah, that's what's on my radar as far as movies go. So let's get into Dirty John because that's probably why you clicked on this episode. So Dirty John stars Connie Britton, Eric Bana. Honestly, you guys, like I said, I don't think I'm going to have too much to say about this. And so this won't be that long of a discussion because you guys know these discussions can be like up to an hour, but I don't think we're going to go there on this one. But I do think that I may have a differing opinion from most people on this show. And I will tell you why. So it was hard for me to watch the show. And it was hard for me to watch the show, or not even hard. I struggled just being interested in watching it. And I know I just talked about how with new shows, I give them up to 3 episodes. But I feel like I had to force myself to watch this. And the only reason why I forced myself to watch it was because I did listen to the podcast. I've seen a lot of these specials now around John Meehan because, you know, that's what the media does. They take one story and especially like true crime stories, they take that one story and if someone makes a movie or a TV show about it, then all of a sudden it's like all these new specials about it. So I've watched all of that stuff. I listened to the podcast when it first came out and I listened to it like straight through, which it was like, I think they released like 2 episodes at a time. So like I listened to it consistently and it wasn't even a lot of episodes. And even that, cause I listened to it while I was at work. So, you know, you're like half listening. And I always thought it was an interesting story, not enough to make it into a TV show. So I was a little bit surprised when they announced that it was going to be turned into a TV series. And then I also was even more surprised when Bravo announced that they picked it up for a 2-season order. And I was just like, I don't think this is something that needs to be 2 seasons long, let alone like entire series on. I mean, like, maybe a made-for-TV movie or something like that, but whatever. So, fast forward, the show premieres. I watched the first episode. I fall asleep watching the first episode, not gonna lie. So, you fall asleep and you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm not sleeping. And you, like, rewind it back to as early on as you can remember, and then you try to watch it again, you fall asleep. So, that kept happening, and I was just like, okay, whatever. We're gonna table it, and we're gonna try to revisit. So, so by the time I revisited, it had been about 3 episodes that had aired at the time. So, I just sat and, like, powered through the 3 episodes, and it was honestly one of those shows where I was kind of multitasking, doing other things, because I just did not feel like I needed to give it 100% of my attention. Because again, I listened to the podcast, so I already knew where we were going in the story. They had all these new specials. So like, I knew what was going to happen in the end. I knew John was going to die, and I knew that it was going to be the confrontation with the youngest daughter. That was what I was most interested. Honestly, I think that's why I kept watching it, is because I was most interested in seeing how they did that, because hearing the actual real life daughter talk about her experience and how it all played out, I was like, okay, how are they going to do this on TV? How accurate is it going to be? And I mean, it's a TV show, so going into this, I'm not expecting it to be 100% play for play. And honestly, I don't even really want to focus too much on the real story, even though this is what it's based off of, because it is a TV show. And of course, they had to dramatize some of it to make it that much more interesting. But that was what I was most interested in seeing, was how they did the whole showdown with the youngest daughter and John Meehan. All that to say, I think what I most struggled with, and I know this happens in real life and people get caught up in these situations where they just find themselves in a situation that is just not even ideal. And then it usually turns out in the way where it did happen in real life, but another scenario, and they kind of allude to this at the end of the show, is that John could have lived and either Deborah could have died or the youngest daughter could have died. Like, some, it could have been reversed. And I think that's a little more realistic. I also think I struggled with, it just seemed like there were so many apparent red flags. And just talking about the TV show now, there are so many apparent red flags. And the only person who seemed to care was the older daughter. And I'm just like everyone has their suspicions, but no one's really taking action to validate some of their suspicions where she is. And so I think that also was a little bit frustrating for me, because one is like, and then I'm also thinking about it from my point of view. If I just met someone online, would I immediately get married to them within a span of 1 to 2 months? No, I think that is crazy, especially if I've never met your family. You say you work somewhere, but like, I've never met any of your coworkers. Like, I don't know enough about you. And I don't think 1 to 2 months of knowing someone is long enough for you to hop into a relationship with anyone. I don't care what the circumstances are. So that, and then even after they got married, and then just all the other shady stuff, and then when we find out he's doing drugs, I just don't have the time or capacity for that. And it's like, that's the kind of thing, those are the kind of things that you find yourself in when you rush into a relationship like that. And so it's like, well, now you're married to this person, and depending on how you feel about marriage, if it's till death do us part, now you're going to have to try to work with this person to try to get them sober. And it's like, drugs, alcoholism, that all that stuff is a hard journey. And if it's not something that you like truly 100% was prepared to go into having to do battle for, it's like, it's a lot. And so it was just a lot of the story in general that was just frustrating with me, because I was just like, I'm a very realistic person. I am a person who looks at a situation, I'm like, if it doesn't look right, then we're not going to do it. And I think that's a lot of what irritated me about it. And even watching some of the news specials that featured the real Deborah Newell in it. While, yeah, she does admit, like, she rushed into it and all that stuff, but she does come off as a smart woman in real life, and, like, she was proactive, at least when she won, when she, it literally finally clicked her head, like, okay, girl, you need to get out of this situation. Then she finally started to take those steps to get out of that situation. I just think that with anything, especially, and it's easy to say if you're on the outside looking in, but with a lot of that stuff, just seeing how it all played out and what it all led up to. But I think the star of this whole story is Tara, which I know they changed, I can't remember if they changed both of the daughters' names, but I think the old, I'm pretty for certain that the older daughter's name that they use in the show, they changed it for the show. But I think the younger daughter, her name, they did not change. Either way, the younger daughter, I think, to me, is the star of this entire story. Because even when you listen to her in the news specials talk about it, and then even in this show, like, and I barely paid attention throughout this series of TV. And if you're going to come for me about talking about the show, and this is why I'm just like, come on, let's go. Let's do it. Because there were some things that I did like about it, and there were some things I didn't like about it. And to be honest, that's why, like, I created this podcast, because we all have differing opinions, and you may have loved this show, and trust, I know tons of people who really like the show and have nothing but praise to say about the show. And I'm like, good for you, have your opinion, but my opinion will still remain the same, is that I just thought it was okay. And that is that. But what does that like to say? We can all agree to disagree or whatever. But yeah, so I think, like I was saying, the star of the story is Tara, because even just the fact that that girl, like, no one, John did not, he underestimated her. Yeah, she's the youngest. Yeah, she may have not been as involved in everything that was going on between him and his mom like their older sister was. But when it came down to fight, like, she fought, and yeah, he ended up dying in as an aftermath of that. But it's like, I don't know, it's just something about just hearing the real daughter, and then also in watching the show. I think I don't get emotional about most things, but a little bit of it was like, oh, okay, whatever. But then even still, some of it, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, that girl fought for her life. Even though once she started talking about The Walking Dead and all that stuff, I was like, okay, I mean, okay, girl. But yeah, so I do think that she is the standout. And it's like, we barely see her throughout the show. And if you don't know this story, which I find surprising, if you have not heard about the story before going in to watch it, and then you get up to the ending, then I can see how that could be like an, oh my gosh, like, this is a great show type of a thing. But if you're going in and you kind of already know where the story is going, then you view it in a different way. And it's more so you're watching a show to see, one, how accurate it is to the real events, and then, like, what all they're making or creating for the show, and is it an entertaining show? And I mean, for the most part, it was okay. It wasn't like I was ripping my eyes out watching it. If I gave TV shows a rating, this would fall, like, in the middle for me for a TV show. As in, a show that I probably would only watch the first season of, but would not watch another season of it. Which brings me to, and I do have a little bit more that I want to say about the show before we end this. But it does bring me to the season 2 thing, because I was like, okay, I mean, John dies in the end, so what else is there to say about this story? But then apparently, so it sounds like it's going to be kind of like maybe an anthology type of a thing, which then I'm like, I don't know if that's what I want to watch, and I don't know if I feel compelled enough to even want to watch the first season of the second episode just to see what it is. I mean, they're going to have a really strong synopsis for season 2 for me to want to tune in. Mind you, this is the first thing that I've watched on Bravo in years. Years. Let me say it again. years. I have not watched anything on Bravo in a long time. And the last thing that I watched on Bravo was a reality show. Like, that's what I would watch Bravo for, was reality TV. So I'm glad that they're putting their toe into the scripted content TV, or the scripted TV content game. But yeah, I mean, it's just not, it felt very much like a show for the Bravo audience. I don't know, that just came into my head, guys, but that's how I kind of feel about Dirty John in general. It felt like a scripted TV show for the Bravo audience. And maybe I'm just not the Bravo audience anymore. And that's okay. But before we finish this, I did have a couple of other things that I did want to touch upon. So like I said, this is based on real life events. You know, it's TV, so you can take that as loosely or as tightly as you want. It also, Dirty John was a podcast, which was hosted by Christopher Goffert. And I did want to talk about episode 7, because I wrote down episode 7. I struggled with episode 7 because I don't even know how long. Let's say the episode is like 44 minutes, which is about, usually an episode with commercials like between 44 minutes. So let's just say the episode is 44 minutes. Only to me, 10 minutes of it was new content. I felt like episode 7 was just pretty much a recap of everything that we had already seen. And y'all supposed to be like, oh, now we get an extra look into how John does manipulates people. But I'm like, I didn't really need this episode to show me how he manipulates people, because I felt like it was apparent in the episodes when we saw him actually going about his manipulation. So I don't know. I just did not need, I felt like episode 7 was not needed, and it could have been 7 episodes, and they could have combined that like 10 minutes into the finale or something like that. But yeah, I was just like, I don't know. I was not feeling this 7th episode, and I've seen articles like, episode 7, we get to look into how John really gets into how he lives. I'm like, I thought that was the whole point of the show. The show's called Dirty John. We're looking at this guy who is supposed to be pretty much taking advantage of all these women, taking their money, thinking that has an entitlement issue, thinking that everything belongs to him. So clearly there's something going on there. He's on all these drugs, like, I've gotten that throughout the entire show. I don't need this one episode to then recap pretty much everything we've seen up to this point. That's how I felt about episode 7. Maybe you felt a different way. That is fine. Let me know. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about Dirty John. I told you guys it was not going to be a long discussion. Overall, I mean, it was okay. I feel like it could have been a TV movie, and I honestly enjoyed watching some of the news specials about this whole case more so than the TV show. But I mean, everyone, the acting was good. I had no problems with how anyone acted in it. I thought the two girls who played the daughters, so Juno Temple and Julia Garner, who played Deborah's daughters, I thought that they sounded just like those girls. Like, when I, literally, as they would talk, they sounded just like those girls sounded in the podcast and on the news specials. Like, they sound just like them. So, I mean, the acting across the board, I thought was good. And Connie Britton playing. But I will say, it kind of felt, because I don't think Deborah Newell and the real life Deborah Newell, I don't think she comes off as, yeah, she fell for some stuff, but I feel like she comes off a little bit more smart in real life than she does on the show, where Connie Britton played her a little bit too naive and on the nose. Like, even in the final episode, and oh yeah, I wanted to say, the final episode. So we get up to the climax, which is what I'm waiting for, which that was, it felt a little bit rushed how it happened, but I was like, okay, whatever. And then we had all this stuff that happened afterwards. I'm like, okay, we don't need all this extra scenery. Like, the whole sequence we had at Deborah's mom's house with all the family, and then she like calls the guy who's supposed to be from the podcast, like, yeah, all the women needs to know this story, like all that stuff. I don't think we need all that. But yeah, so yeah, I don't think we needed all of that. But what was I gonna say? The whole thing between Deborah when she talks to John's sister when she shows up at the hospital to pretty much give the okay for them to pull the plug. Like, even how she was conversating to her, like, oh, I wanted to meet you. Like, a lot of stuff has just happened. And I feel like it was a very traumatic situation. And she just still has this, like, naive, like, kind of a smile on her face. And it's just like, yeah, I just wanted to meet you. I'm just, John's lied so much, but I'm just so glad that you weren't a lie. And I don't know, just how she played that whole thing. I was just like, okay. I don't know. It just didn't fit to me. But maybe it was just me. Maybe I'm being too hard. You guys let me know. I don't want to just keep hashing and hashing on the same things. So yeah, we're going to end it right there with my discussion on Dirty John. But I will say, this is why I say, if we do the online thing, you got to be aware of what is going on. You cannot take everything that anyone says for face value. Investigate people. Don't be afraid to investigate people. Don't be afraid to run a Google search and make sure that people are who they say they are. Maybe it's because, you know, I grew up, or I won't even say grew up because it came like towards the end of my growing up, but the catfish, like all that stuff, just seeing all that and how much people are crazy on the internet. Maybe it's that. So I don't know. Maybe it's like a generational thing. Like, I don't know. We're not even going into all of that. We're just going to end it here, Eva. So yeah, that is all I have to say about Dirty John. I want to know what you guys thought about this show. Let me know. Did you like it? Didn't you like it? Did you listen to the podcast? Did you watch any of the new specials? Let me know all of that stuff. You can let me know by commenting on the Instagram post related to this episode at Currently Binging, or you can tweet me because, you know, I do still tweet. Also, you do want to follow me on Twitter because I'm starting to get back into live tweeting when I can because I forgot how much I love to live tweet shows. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter at Current Binge, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing and following. You can find Currently Binging on multiple listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Take the discussion beyond the episode by following on Instagram at Currently Binging and on Twitter at Current Binge.